Pope Francis today issued a major revision of Catholic Church law regulating clerical sex abuse, fraud, and the attempt to ordain women. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports it comes in the wake of decades of clerical sex abuse scandals that have rocked the Catholic Church.
This is the first revision in four decades of the Code of Canon Law that covers the 1.3 billion members of the Catholic Church. After handling scandals secretively with murky decision-making and treating sexual relationships between priests and consenting adults as sinful but not a crime, the revisions reflect a new understanding by the Church that abuse of power is an underlying cause of sexual abuse. Archbishop Filippo Iannone, head of the Vatican department that oversaw the project, presented the new rules to the media today. The recent scandals that emerged from the devastating and very serious cases of pedophilia, the archbishop said, revealed the need to invigorate the Code of Canon Law with necessary reforms. In a letter accompanying the document, Pope Francis reminded bishops that one of the aims of the revisions is to reduce the number of cases in which the imposition of a penalty was left to the discretion of authorities. Archbishop Iannone echoed the Pope in his remarks. There had been a climate of excessive slack in the interpretation of penal law, the archbishop said, in which mercy sometimes prevailed over justice. In the new version, sexual abuse of minors, which previously came under the heading Crimes Against Special Obligations, now comes under Offenses Against Human Life, Dignity, and Liberty. New articles stipulate that abuse can extend to adults, not just minors, that lay people in church offices can be punished for abusing minors as well as adults, and there's the new crime of grooming of minors or vulnerable adults for sexual abuse and possessing child pornography. The revisions also come in the wake of a massive Vatican report last fall that found former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick had abused his authority to force seminarians to sleep with him, abuses that continued for decades thanks to cover-ups by prominent church figures. Other new articles include several on economic crimes such as embezzlement of church funds or property or grave negligence in their administration. There's also a new code that reinforces the ban on women priests through automatic excommunication of both the woman and the cleric. The new Code of Canon Law will go into effect December 8th. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.